Dan Hasty from Road to Detroit podcast, voice of the Tigers High A affiliate, the West Michigan Whitecaps. He is standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, Daniel?
Yeah, you know, pretty good. I mean, Dylan Dingler with a grand slam the other night. Spencer Torkelson a 3-run double. This train's still on time, Bill.
It is, and I know the Tigers, when they, you know, don't lose and they come out of the All-Star break and they're on another run after looking so ugly before the All-Star break. They've given us a lot since the 1st of May, but my expectations are still real with this 2021 Tigers team.
I think, and I listened to you just talk about, you know, expectations for this season. I mean, look, they don't have enough to compete for a playoff spot. I mean, it is fun to daydream on stuff like that, but they don't have enough, and that's okay. That's okay. We forget that this is a long game, right? And again, you can make a run this year. Sure, you can go out and get a couple of pieces, but at what cost? I mean, is the goal to build a long-standing team that can compete year in and year out, or are you trying to make a run for it this year and then take your lumps in years after? I think we have been way too patient and waited way too long to do everything that we've done collectively for a late season run at a second wild card. It's just not something that I think is to be worth it. So I think that they wait it out. We see what comes next year. We get Riley Green, you get Dingler, you get Torque up in the major leagues by this time next season, and then you hit the gas pedal.
I'm not sure it's just the Kansas City series and getting swept, but when you look at everything connected to this team, Dan, with the trading deadline, there's been a lot of debate. You know, when they're playing well, hadn't lost after the All-Star break, hey, no need to trade. Why not get some players and make a run for it? I'm kind of leaning on the side that if you can get value for some players that won't be with this team 2 years from now, I would deal them. Who do you put on that list?
Gosh, guys who are going to be dealt? I would say, you know, because right now the deadline is all the talk. And, you know, it's funny because I've seen this narrative from a guy like Jonathan Scope kind of switch, where everybody was saying, okay, well, what can you get for Jonathan Scope if you trade him? But now this narrative of you need to keep Jonathan Scope has started to emerge. And, you know, this is our friendly reminder that the moment you want to extend a particular player is usually the moment that another team is willing to give you something of value for them. Now, I know that in past years, the Tigers have made some trades with position players, J.D. Martinez being one of them, that didn't bring back a return that got very many people excited, even in the moment. So, look, if you don't get offered a valuable piece, you don't do it. I mean, Adam Frazier just got traded by the Pittsburgh Pirates, and it brought back a number 5 prospect in San Diego's system. That is an attractive piece, and if you can get something like that, by all means, go out and get it. But, you know, the problem was that wasn't available a couple of years ago. But maybe the going rate's a little bit higher now, and maybe Jonathan Scope brings back a little bit more talent than, say, a J.D. Martinez did back then. Maybe it's more of a seller's market now, and I think that's a big deal. So, you know, what's the market? I think Jonathan Scope, I think it starts there, and then over the course of the next couple of seasons, you know, we'll wait and see. I think Matthew Boyd, obviously, is a name. If he ever can show that he's healthy, number one, and show that he's effective with that number two, Michael Fulmer is also another really good piece. But this year, I would say Scope and Jose Cisneros are probably the two most likely to go.
Dan Hasty, voice of the Tigers High, a affiliate, the West Michigan Whitecaps, and also host of Road to Detroit podcast. Listen to it, download it, subscribe wherever you download podcasts, joining us on the Meyer guest line. So yeah, I the rest of the season, I'm really leaning towards September. Do you give Torque, Green, and Dingler a call up to see what they could do? Do you bump them up to Toledo? I know we talk about those three almost every conversation we have, Dan, but they continue to get it done at AA.
Well, and look, I mean, 2 years ago, we had that Road to Detroit podcast, and what did we spend the majority of our episodes talking about? Casey Mize, Matt Manning, Tarek Skubal. And you know what? Usually the hit rate, if you're lucky, is about 2 out of 3. And right now, I'd say Skubal's looking like a hit. I think Casey Mize is looking like a hit. Still don't know what Matt Manning is quite yet, but I mean, there's been a lot of major league debuts that have been a lot tougher than Matt Manning's have, so we're still willing to give him a little more time. But, you know, now our podcast talks a lot about Riley Green, Dylan Dingler, and Spencer Torkelson, and rightfully so. You know what? 2 years from now, if we're still doing that, we'll probably be talking about Jackson Jobe and Ty Madden the same way. So at least with any luck, right? So I think when it comes to these three, I think the right move is end of season, because, by the way, the season goes into mid-September this year in the minor leagues. Give them that last promotion to Toledo. Let them finish the season there, and then we'll see what we have and how that looks in Toledo, because then at least, if nothing else, you're giving them just that last little bit of seasoning. Matt Manning clearly needed it, and now you give it to those guys, and then by May of next season, then you bring them all up, and then we can really have some fun.
With all the signees and the draft picks, how many, if any at all, could end up playing this summer on the west side of the state with the Whitecaps?
You know, because they went so pitching heavy, I'm guessing that they're going to shut a lot of pitchers down. I guess there's been some talk about Jackson Jobe possibly throwing a little bit in Lakeland. Ty Madden, it sounds like he threw enough in Texas to be shut down for the rest of the year. So I think they're going to take it easy with him. The Tigers just ended up signing Dylan Smith, who was the third-round pick out of Alabama. There's a chance they could see him in West Michigan. I was actually hearing that he might have been a tough sign, so the fact that the Tigers are actually able to get him locked up, that basically means now that they got all of their high picks out of the way in terms of having signed them. So that's a good sign. I'm looking forward to seeing him. But I'll tell you this, wouldn't shock me in the slightest if a lot of these picks were literally the West Michigan Whitecaps starting pitching rotation come 2022. So we're talking every night. It's going to be, you know, that young man, Dylan Smith. It's going to be Jackson Jobe. It's going to be Ty Madden. So that'll be fun in a way, because you're almost guaranteed to see somebody who is, you know, a pretty highly ranked prospect on the mound each and every night for this team.
I did see on the Detroit Tigers player development Twitter feed that the Tigers have four prospects on Baseball America's midseason top 100 prospects list. Torkelson at 6, Riley Green at 7, Matt Manning at 67, and Jackson Jobe, without ever throwing a pitch as a professional, is 96. I am surprised Dingler wasn't on that.
You know what, and probably was on the outside of that at the very back end of the top 100 and probably got knocked back. He's had a little bit of a learning curve in Erie. His batting average is sitting around maybe 210, 220. So he just needs a little bit of time to make that adjustment. He had the same exact situation happen to him in West Michigan. He started hot, he dipped down, and then he came on like gangbusters. So unfortunately, just because of the timing wasn't great. But Dylan Dingler is not only a top 100 prospect on some lists, Fangraphs has him as a top 100, but Baseball Prospectus, they actually moved him into their top 50. So it really just depends on what list you look at, Bill. I mean, some guys have him really high, and some guys don't have him anywhere. But I think we've seen, at least collectively, I think this fan base has seen enough to know that he's just as much a part of the future as almost any other prospect.
Dan Hasty, he is the play-by-play radio voice of the High A affiliate of the Tigers, the West Michigan Whitecaps, and also host of Road to Detroit, the podcast. You can listen wherever you download podcasts. Danny, thanks for the update on the Tigers and the farm system. We'll talk soon.
Hey, real quick, this week on RTD, Jackson Jobe will be on the show. So it'll be our first chance to get to know that number three pick. So that'll be a big week.
RTD. So you got initials now?
We got initials. We got nicknames. We got Jackson Jobe.
Bro, you got double J. You got JJ on RTD.
JJ on the RTD. Thanks. I would give your initials, but I don't want to do that. So.
Yeah, well, they fit.
They do. It does. There's a lot of that.
And your name and your initials fit as a baseball announcer, DH.
See, this is why it all worked out.
Yeah, this is gold radio. Summit Superfly, send the podcast in. We're going to get nominated. All right, we love you. We love you, Dan.
See you, boys.